Yesterday we had some quite remarkable meteorological events all over our patch, but none more so than the conversation I had earlier this morning with Michael Treloar. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Jonathan. How are you going?
I'm extremely well. Now, what are you up to as we speak this morning?
Well, this morning we actually went up and pulled a truck out of the paddock, which we had got bogged because of the rainfall we had yesterday afternoon. We're trying to cut some gypsum at the moment, so that was a bit of a hold-up, but all's good now.
And we're in Yalana?
That's right, yes. So northwest of Cummins and up towards Joanna was where we were working.
How much rain did you get, Michael?
Well, we had about 8 mils here, but up where the truck was probably 20 to 25 mils. And so it was quite varied, and sort of by the time we got into Cummins, there was reports of 35 to 40 mils around the place. So
for your neck of the woods, did it hit hard and fast, or did it linger around a bit?
It seemed to happen. Well, the clouds then developed during the afternoon, and the actual rainfall event lasted about an hour, I would think, so it all fell fairly quickly.
Now, when was the last time you saw a water spout or a tornado, Michael?
Yeah, that was quite spectacular.
I imagine it would be.
It's something you see every day around this neck of the woods. But look, yeah, that happened probably 10 k's west of Cummins, and we'd actually been at a fire 15 k's west of Cummins and got that under control, and the fellas heading back in the CFS truck were able to take some footage of this quite spectacular event, which developed, and it was the classic tornado that you see in those movies.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because that's why I played the James Taylor song, Fire and Rain. As the tornado came in and the rain started falling and dumping down a quick inch in areas, you'd been out with the CFS dealing with a fire.
Well, that's right. There was some spotted some smoke probably about 15 k's or 20 k's west of Cummins, and it was just a stubble fire. And I'm not sure of how it started, but possibly by lightning. And that was blown under control, and we're watching these cloud formations develop and rainfall develop around the place. And then it wasn't long after that that this tornado sort of developed. So that was quite spectacular.
As you're looking at it, and you've got cumulonimbus clouds, the big anvil clouds starting to set, did it look as though it was coming from the bottom going up, or was it from the sky going down the sort of spout of it?
Well, it just seemed to develop, I guess, from the I didn't see it actually develop, but it seemed to from the base up, and I don't know, there was sort of estimates of 150 metres across, I guess, and then basically going right up into the clouds over, 3,000 metres or however high you go. I don't know, it just seemed to head up into the clouds and all the way to the ground, so and probably lasting 15 to 20 minutes, so it was quite an unusual event.
Did you get agitated at all?
Oh, look, I was a fair way from it, so
good.
I was fine, but I don't know whether the fellas on the truck were sort of going towards it. They were quite happy to go away from it, I'd say.
Yeah, me too. I'd be out of there like a shot.
Yeah, so, it didn't go through any farmhouses from what I've heard. It just went through some paddocks and knocked over a few trees, but I suspect if it went through a farmhouse, you probably would have washed your chooks, I would say.
Absolutely, would have taken a few feathers off at least.